Hey, Audio Boo. Today is Wednesday. I'm starting to like not, you know, all the days kind of Wednesday, the 18th of May, 2016. Training day 4 with Tokyo. And today was a good day. We started earlier. We started at 7, which was not easy. We went downstairs at about 6, maybe about 5 past 6. And we did a little bit of obedience there. And we, Tokyo did both. And then we came upstairs. And I forgot to say that before I took Tokyo off tie down today, I fed Rosie. And then I took her off tie down and fed her. So then I had my own breakfast and a big cup of coffee. And then today we did, first thing we did, was review the chemist, today. Now, we had a bit of a worry because, like I said, when I took her out at 6, she did both. And the instructor kept asking me, you know, did she do number 2? And I said, yes, she did. We picked it up, you know. And she's like, well, it looks like she really wants to do it. And I'm like, but she's in harness. She's like, I know. And they're not allowed to do it in harness, but it really looks like, you know, she needs to. And so we stopped a couple of times where there was an area for her to spend, and she kind of, you know, started to turn around and do the, you know, the, what we call the poo dance, but nothing, she didn't go. And you know, she kind of didn't look like she was gonna go after a while. So then we put the harness back on. And as soon as she started walking again, it looked like she wanted to spend again. And I said, you know, and every time she kind of looked like she was going to, what we did was we put the handle down, we sat her down and waited a few minutes for her to kind of calm down. Then she got up and we carried on walking. We did this a few times and I started to get worried because I said that one of the most important things to me when I was, you know, interviewed for this dog, I said one of the things that I will not deal with is a dog that spends on the trot. I will not deal with it. I highly disapprove of it, and I'm not going to do it because I don't let any dog spend in harness. Any dog of mine will not spend in harness. And also, I don't want to be, you know, it could lead to potentially very embarrassing situations. So, And of course, the instructor knew that I was, you know, that I had a problem with this. So we had a bit of, it wasn't like a bad atmosphere at all. Like she was like, oh, you know, she's never done this as far as she knows, whatever. Anyway, she didn't do it. She didn't do anything. She didn't do anything like that. She didn't spend on the walk. We did manage to get her to the spending area next to the house, and there she did it. And it was one little bit, but I guess it was that little bit that was really bothering her, and then she was fine after that. So she had trouble. I guess it's a good sign, because she had trouble and she really wanted to, but she didn't actually do it. So that was a bit of hairy, but it was fine, and her concentration was much better after that. And she worked really well anyway. Then we did that. Then we did the shops again, and she said, you know what, the shops, like she knew all the shops, she got them all correct. Even in reverse, so that was good, because I was a bit worried about that. That was excellent. She's like, you know, I almost feel like I could let you do that by yourself now, but, you know, just wait. I want you to do this a few more times. But anyway, that was good. We also scoped out an area for us to walk, just to take a nice kind of 15-20 minute walk, and you could do like, oh, it's probably more like a 25-30 minute walk, and you could do it a couple of times if you want to make the walk longer, just to walk. It's not the easiest path, so but it's good to have. And then she gave me some feedback. She says, look, there's a few things I want to tell you. She's like, first of all, you know, before we were done for the day, she said, I'm really, really pleased with your work. She said, I'm really, you know, pleased with your orientation. You have wonderful orientation. A lot of people don't, you know, you always know where you are. You always know where the road is, what, you know. So that's really, really good. I'm really pleased with that. I'm also really, really pleased at, like, how you're walking with her, how you're, you know, with her, following, you know, not following, because you're not supposed to follow, but you're with her. Your step looks, you know, the way you both walk, the pace looks good. She's like, there's two things that I want to bring to your attention that I would like to see a little bit of improvement. She said, one of them is because, and this happens to guide dog handlers who are not first-time handlers, they know that their dog, you know, we give commands for everything, the curb. Now, our dogs who we worked with, you know, I worked with Rosie, bless her, for 6 years, they already know to anticipate. So while we do give commands, maybe we give fewer commands, or maybe just our body language is a bit of a command. You know, they already know what we're going to say or how we're going to be. So sometimes I started walking with her, and she started to walk, and she knew that I was going to start walking, but I didn't say the forward command, or I didn't, like, say, turn right, turn left. I just kind of turned my body, and she went with me. There was no problem, but she says, I'd like to see you giving more verbal commands still. She's like, in a few years, I said, you know, I'm just, that's kind of what I'm used to. I thought it would be like, I thought, honestly, I was afraid that when I got this new guide dog, I wouldn't be able to take a step without being terrified. It still is a bit scary because you have to trust another, you know, being, but it's like, you kind of forget, you know, it's like, okay, I'm walking with a guide dog. It's like driving in a way. And she's like, this is a guide dog, and she knows everything, but she's still new, and she's still getting to know you. So I still want you to say forward. I still want you to say right, left, not just kind of show her. Even though she gets it right, I want you to be very clear with your commands. And don't let her anticipate them. If she starts to walk before you say forward, then sit her down and start again. So that's one thing. And she said, the second thing I want you to work on is, and this is, again, not a big problem, but just to be a little bit safer. Let's say we cross the road, so, and I want to turn left, for example. As soon as I go up the curb, I ask her to turn left. She says, that's fine, but I still find I'm a little bit uncomfortable because it's very close to the curb. She said, take a few steps inland, away from the road, away from the traffic, just two or three more steps, and then ask her. Don't do it so close to the road. So I took those, you know, those on board. I thought those were two, especially the second one, but the first one also. Very constructive comments. So I was quite pleased with that. She says, other than that, I'm very pleased. She says, either next week or the week after, we're going to do traffic work and some indoor, like shopping mall, escalator, things like that. Bus, train. So that was good. And played a little bit with Tokyo and with Rosie this afternoon, gave them both lots of attention. I was very impressed to see how much stronger Rosie has gotten, how quick she is. She still runs very fast. Her stamina, like she could play. I played with her with the rope bone, and she jumped really high, and her stamina has gotten so much better. I mean, you know, she can't work, but she's obviously feeling better. So I was really pleased to see that Rosie is feeling better. And they both had dinner. Tokyo ate first, and then Jeff took her out, and then I fed Rosie. So Jeff helped me today with taking her out in the evening. We did take them both out to spend about just after one again, and we did some more obedience work there. So that's about it. Tomorrow we're going to start a little bit later because the instructor has something in the morning, so we're going to probably not start before 9 or half past 9. So I hope it doesn't get too hot tomorrow. And that's it for day 4 of training with Guide Dog Tokyo. See you tomorrow. Pause recording.